drafts. We got a 12-team standard scoring league, and we are on the clock. Jamal Charles goes number one. Adam Azer, Jamie Eisenberg, Dave Richard. Hello. How you doing?
Hi. Hey.
All right, who's got what pick? I've got the fourth pick.
I believe I'm at 10.
I'm 5, so every player you want in round 2, I'm going to, and every even round, I'm going to take from you.
So I should take Ellington in round 1, and Matt Ryan, or Tony Romo in round 2, or round 3, rather, before
rule,
Jamie can get
rule 1 of drafting, don't take players just to spite other people in your league.
Rule
take
2 of drafting, like don't draft with Will Brinson when he's not in the building, because he's taking forever to make his second pick. Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy is the second pick to Will Brinson, and Jeff Tobin's on the clock now. Welcome to the show. We're going to go through as much as we can of this 12-team draft as Matt Forte goes, and I will take Adrian Peterson 4. And Jamie's on the clock at 5. This is standard scoring, so he's going to go Eddie Lacy most likely. Is that right?
Nope.
And then at the end of each round, I'll read funny team names.
Oh, I like that.
And Jamie takes Eddie Lacy. So, anything else to say? We got one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, tight end, kicker, defense, and a flex. And that flex can be a running back, wide receiver, or a tight end.
Yeah, round's obviously pretty standard. Or first 5 picks are obviously pretty standard. Nothing crazy happened so far. Calvin Johnson went 6.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson 6. How many quarterbacks do you expect to go in our draft, first round?
Maybe one. Because there's been pretty consistently with the standard drafts, Peyton Manning has gone in the first round.
And Calvin Johnson, 6. Dave, you have the 10th pick. Who do you want to end up with 10th overall?
I'm looking at my list. I'd be fine with any of the following. Jimmy Graham, Monte Ball.
He went 7th.
Okay, so then I'm definitely looking at a running back. Monte, DeMarco Murray.
Monte Ball just went.
Or Alfred Morris.
DeMarco Murray, Alf?
Yeah.
What about Demarius?
Nope.
Demarius
Targaryen. Wouldn't take him this early. I would absolutely do it in a PPR league, but not in a standard league. I'm going to come away with a running back.
We've got a minute and a half between picks, and hopefully we can get to a lot of rounds here and kind of talk about how our teams are shaping up. I'm going to tell you that I would like to go with two wide receivers with my next 2 picks. However, I know the types of running backs available for me in the 4th round based on ADP, and I don't like it very much. So I might go running back receiver with my next 2 picks. Jamie, how about you?
I'm just going to let it fall to me, you know, because if a running back that I like falls there, I'm going to take one. If a receiver most likely is there that I like, I'm going to probably go that route, but I'm not going to overlook, you know, somebody falling to me that I'm really excited about.
And I know that I'm going to get a stud receiver fall back to me in round 2, which was part of my motivation for taking a running back in round 1.
And you took
why Alfred Morris, not Giovanni Bernard?
I think Alf will have better numbers by the end of the year.
Really?
I know that. And
get on Scott White. He took Marshawn Lynch 11th.
That's okay. That's who he wants to take. He thinks Marshawn's going to have a big year.
Sorry.
What you do.
He's trying to be dramatic. Go ahead. Alf over Gio in standard. Never in PPR, but
definitely never in PPR. But in a standard league, I'm a believer in Alfred Morris. I think he's going to get a ton of work in Washington. I think the defenses are going to have to respect the pass there. Yeah, that's my pick. I have no problem with it.
And
I know Gio's certainly hotter this preseason, but there's more to a season than the preseason.
Oh, we had receiver.
Yeah, Eric Johnston has the 12th pick, and he went Demarius Thomas, Dez Bryant.
Right, Eric Johnston's one of our new drafters for this mock. He is one of our designers. So it was I actually like this idea of bringing in people that don't typically draft with us all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
And he's not in the fantasy world. He's not in the NFL world. He is a average fantasy player, just like the rest of our fantasy community. So good to see that he did not take Peyton Manning in the end of the program.
There's a chance I might not end up with a... Oh, there he went. Never mind. I was about to say, if Giovanni Bernard fell to me in round 2, I would take him.
Let me recap round 1 as Dave's on the clock. Well, Dave, actually, give us your thought process here. You took Alfred Morris with your first pick. Best running backs available are...
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon,
the top
Stacey,
one.
Martin, and then the best wide receiver. Gronkowski's there, obviously. Best wide receivers are Julio, Green, and Marshall. Still all the quarterbacks are on the board here.
Yeah, I'm gonna bank on one good running back making it back to me in round 3 or 4, and I'm going to take Julio, who's my 4th-ranked wide receiver. It was my plan all along, get a running back first, then come back. I knew there'd be a stud wideout waiting for me in round 2.
If you hadn't been concerned about the touchdowns with LeGarrette Blount, you know, taking TDs away from Bell, would you have gone Bell then?
Like if LeGarrette Blount wasn't yeah, in tears, Pittsburgh.
He, as you would say, he wins the lottery and decides to build children's hospitals around the world, and he's off the team.
That is such a nice thing for him to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think he would probably do something like that if he won the lottery.
Would you?
Le'Veon Bell would be there, yeah.
Okay. Next pick is A.J. Green. So let me recap round
Le'Veon
one
Le'Veon Bell
here.
Actually was the next pick. And
oh,
then
I'm sorry, Le'Veon Bell. So round one was Charles, McCoy, Forte, Peterson, Lacy, Calvin, Graham, Ball, Murray, Morris, Lynch, Demarius. Round two, and funny team name would be Weekend at Bernard's.
I thought you said funny.
Yeah, sorry, I ran out of time. Round two would be, we start with Dez Bryant, Gio Bernard, Julio Jones to Dave, Al Melchior took Le'Veon Bell, A.J. Green off the board.
All right, so now you're up in four picks, Adam. And yeah. That's one spot before Jamie, so I think you should be allowed to speak. Or no, or do I have that right?
Peyton
I'm sorry.
Manning.
Jamie's please. Up before you.
Yeah.
So I think Jamie should be able to speak freely about what he's looking at now that he's one pick away.
One
who are the top two guys in your queue right
away.
Now?
Marshall and Jordy would be the top two at receiver. At the running back position, Zach Stacy's interesting here. I would consider him.
We both took running backs in the first round.
And then Robis Gronkowskis.
Yeah. Boy, the running backs are getting pretty
Greek,
lame.
Huh?
Peyton Manning, now Joe's on the clock and Jamie's on deck.
Joe is almost certainly going to go running back because he took Calvin Johnson round one, unless he goes crazy and takes another receiver here. So I'm probably looking at Brandon Marshall.
And I'm probably looking at Jordy Nelson.
Right. Yes.
Zach Stacy off the board. You're taking
I
Marshall.
I love this start. Go NFC North.
And I can either take Doug Martin or Jordy Nelson. And you know my philosophy, so
you
I'll
like
take Jordy Nelson.
To lose.
Why can't I find Jordy Nelson? Why am I looking at Chris Durham right now in my player pool? I must have hit the wrong button. Can you draft me Jordy Nelson? Thank you.
Already done.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
So almost done with two rounds here.
Now, you're up again in seven picks, Adam. Do you have seven guys in your queue? Do you have a guy ready to go?
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about that. I would love to get a running back. However, a good running back. But if the best one there is like C.J. Spiller, I'm going receiver again or maybe tight end. Mm-hmm. Maybe Julius Thomas.
So what's the running backs that you would consider?
Doug Martin, Toby Gerhart.
You wouldn't take Foster?
Arian Foster, yes. Oh. Sorry. Andre Ellington I would probably take here. I would not take Sankey. I don't think I want to take Matthews. So maybe just those three. Or maybe just those four. Martin, Gerhart, Foster, and Ellington. How about you guys?
Here's an interesting one for you. Since you took Jordy, would you take Cobb?
I don't have a problem with that.
Between the two of them, one should blow up each week.
Yeah.
Blow up meaning 10 or more.
Or if you go back last year, the first 2 weeks, they both did really well.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Gronkowski and Julius Thomas? Oh, there we go.
So they're in there.
Would you take one of them?
Yes, I would, in a heartbeat. If one of those tight ends falls, yes. How about you? What are you looking at, Jamie?
I would love to get Randall Cobb. Or okay. I don't think I'll get Antonio Brown or Alshon Jeffrey, but would you take Breeze?
We're not playing this out, are we?
No.
That makes it a little easier.
Why?
It takes the pressure off.
Why would it matter if you're playing
you
it out?
You should want to draft.
I do want to, but I'm not going to freak out about it.
That would be a disservice to our loyal
audience,
Adam.
Would I take Drew Brees? That's a great question. I think I would take Drew Brees.
Good value in round three. That's what you're looking for from a quarterback.
Yep.
Okay, I got a lot of guys in my queue here. I know I'm going to like my next pick. So I think I'm going to avoid running back unless it's Arian Foster. We are almost done with two rounds here. Let's recap what's going on. Round two started with the wide receiver selection. Demarius Thomas at the end of round one, followed by Dez Bryant. Then Giovanni Bernard. Dave took Julio. Le'Veon Bell. A.J. Green. Peyton Manning. Zach Stacy. Brandon Marshall. Jordy Nelson. And Doug Martin. So we have two picks left. And we are waiting. All right, anything stand out to you guys so far? Best picks, worst picks? Pretty standard.
Well, the Marshawn pick at the end of round one. I feel like there's going to be a guy in every fantasy draft that still looks at Marshawn Lynch and sees money. Sees a guy who's going to have a monster year, you know, 1,500 total yards 11 touchdowns. I don't think he's got that much gas left in his tank to do it. But we were proven wrong last year by Frank Gore. Gore was a candidate to break down last year.
Not the same.
He did not. True. It's not the same type of workload. It's cumulative workload career-wise for Gore versus what we've seen from Lynch the last two seasons.
Okay, we
That's
are done.
That's a fair point to make, Jamie. Thank you.
We are done with two rounds now.
Interesting
after
turn.
It was Alshon Jeffrey, and then Peter Madden, who took Jamal Charles, went with Aaron Rodgers and Rob Gronkowski. Very interesting. So
yep.
That's
those. I look at those as home run picks.
Yeah.
Difference makers.
We usually don't like taking in your first three picks a quarterback and a tight end.
No, I don't love it, but I mean, number one running back, potentially number one quarterback, potentially number one tight end. Certainly top three at their respective positions.
All right, sorry. So round two ends with Jeffrey. So now Jeffrey and Nelson, and we'll see where Antonio Brown goes, but these wide receivers are going a little higher than ADP. Alshon Jeffrey, I think, in particular.
Well, that's because Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees were still on the board.
Yeah. Okay, we are with the second pick here of round two. Some of the best players left are Arian Foster, Toby Gerhardt, Andre Ellington.
Yeah, I would
love
Foster.
Julius Thomas.
There's a receiver that's there.
Drew Brees.
Brown, to me, if I could get one of Brown, Cobb, or Foster, I'm very excited.
And you will.
Not necessarily.
The question is, they're not going to be the next three picks. How cruel would that be?
It's
Brown,
football.
Cobb, or Foster. How would you rank them?
Or Brees. I'm going to get one of those guys.
Yeah, me too.
I'll get one of those guys.
Brees, Brown, Cobb, Foster.
I forgot you're picking in front of me.
Yeah, what would you do? We basically have the same team so far. One running back, one wide receiver.
I wouldn't pass on Foster there.
I don't know how I can pass on Brees. It's between Brees and Foster. Well, Dave.
Yes.
Who are you thinking about in round three? You've got a running back.
I mean, I've got
receiver.
Nine picks going in front of me. I really want to figure out a way to get Matthew Stafford on my team.
Well, you'd have to take him with the second pick or the third pick of round four.
That's really where I'd like to take him. I don't know. There's two teams picking after me. One is it Scotty? And then Eric Johnson. Johnson, I don't think, is going to take a quarterback in rounds three and four. He took two receivers with his first two picks. Scott's a wild card, but he tends to wait a little bit longer for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I might end up rolling the dice that Stafford would make it to me in round four, assuming he makes it to me in round three.
Randall Cobb off the board, second pick of round three. And now I am on deck, and Jamie is in the hole. So it's going to be either Foster, Brees, or Julius Thomas for me. Antonio Brown off the board. Foster, Brees. I'm going to take Drew Brees.
And that's just going for a difference maker regardless of position?
Yeah. I've got enough doubts about Foster.
Arian Foster in round three.
Whew. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think that's
good.
Pretty good, too.
I think Drew Brees in round three is good.
Yeah, it is. It's very good. It's just...
All these picks better be good.
This is going to be one of those I can see at the comments. There's no way Arian Foster's falling around three. There's no way Drew Brees is falling around three.
Well, if Arian Foster doesn't fall around three, who does? Who that got? Doug
Maybe
Martin?
One of those receivers.
Who that got picked already falls to round three. Because
like
the three quarterbacks are off the board now.
Cobb was round three. So,
but to that point,
Doug three, Martin?
I guess it's too close to call.
Doug Martin would be the one that would fall. Zach Stacy's typically falling.
Do you guys have Foster ahead of Martin and Stacy?
No.
No.
So who's the highest of the three for you, Stacy?
Yes.
For me, yes.
All right. So round three so far is Gronkowski, Cobb, Brown, Brees, and Foster. Why didn't you go Julius Thomas, Jamie?
Well, I think, again, if Arian Foster gives me 10 games of what he's capable of, and I get – I have to make sure I get Grimes as a priority.
Jamie so far has Eddie Lacy, Brandon Marshall, and Arian Foster. I have – Adrian Peterson, Drew Brees, and Jordy Nelson. And Dave, you have Alfred Morris.
These running backs are going right in front of me, just like I was afraid of.
Julius Thomas off the board. Toby Gerhardt off the board. Andre Ellington off the board.
My queue is emptied, save for Matthew Stafford. This has happened to me before picking late in round three, where I'm going to have to end up settling for a guy.
You wanted a running back there?
I was particularly looking for a running back. And there goes Stafford.
Wow. That surprises me that he went that early in one of our drafts.
Well, now I'm scrambling. In my top 200, the two players left are Ryan Matthews and Michael Crabtree, and I really don't like taking either one of them in round three.
Al Melchior in the draft room. Sorry, Dave.
He knew.
I think this is interesting, though. This is what I like, though, because Al Melchior, Scott White, and Eric Johnson are three guys that haven't been drafting with us regularly, and they have their own set of opinions. They're obviously, for Al and Scott, they're locked into baseball. They're not paying attention to football, as they will in a few weeks. And Eric is somebody that we don't know how he drafts. So Scott takes Marshawn Lynch. Interesting. Doesn't necessarily go with what we've been saying. Al takes a quarterback in round three, something that we usually don't say when it comes to Stafford, obviously.
Yeah, Dave, I don't love one guy available for you.
I don't either, but I know
there's... Matthews here.
I'm taking Matthews.
You love it, though?
No, but the reason why is because...
Not Crabtree?
I think I'm going to be able to find a receiver. It's the same kind of logic I used in the swing picks in round one and two. Not swing picks, but near the swing in rounds one and two. There are enough wide receivers left that one of them will make it back to me in round two. I'll deal with it. I don't think the same can be said of the running backs.
Team name for round two is, that's a clowny question, bro. It's pretty funny if you're a baseball
player. I mean, I'm laughing.
Jadeveon or David?
Jadeveon Clowney. And do you know what that reference is?
No.
It's Bryce Harper.
I know what that is.
Yeah. Looking for some more team names. Don't see any good ones here. Are we almost done here with round three? We are.
We are.
So
two
far,
picks left.
Round
and
three.
And I'm rather confident that a receiver I like, hopefully Crabtree, will make it back to me. Because remember, the guy picking at the swing, 12-13 in rounds one and two, took two wide receivers mm-hmm. already. So that's a clue. I'd be surprised if he spent one of his next two picks, and he's up right now.
Who do you want, Crabtree?
I want Crabtree.
All right, we got Gronkowski, Cobb, Brown, Breeze, Foster, Julius Thomas, Gerhardt, Ellington, Stafford, Ryan Matthews, Larry Fitzgerald, and Eric Johnson with the final pick of round three. Dave, let me know what happens when it gets picked. I'm looking for more team names.
Oh, okay. Well, he's on the clock. It's ticking down. In the meantime, I'm filling my queue. I've got Crabtree in there, Vincent Jackson, and I put Shane Vereen in there, too.
Bishop Sankey to end the round.
Bishop Sankey, which means
and
our team
followed
names.
By Joique Bell.
Oh, all right. Running back, running
back. That's a great start for him.
So now I'm one pick away from getting Crabtree.
That's a great start for picking 12.
Yeah, picking 12 ain't bad.
What do you do, Thomas and Green?
No,
Thomas and Dez.
Thomas and Dez,
Sankey and Bell.
Yeah, it feels like something's got to work out for the running backs.
I don't think anything has to work out at all. Those guys are good.
Okay.
Something
clearly has to work out for Bishop Sankey.
I think it will.
You think it will, but it has to. It's not set there in the cards yet.
When you take those two receivers, though, that's a great turn.
Good. Vincent Jackson went right in front of me. Crabtree falls to me in round four. I feel like Shooter McGavin after he makes a putt. While he was like, remember like toward the end of Happy Gilmore when he's struggling to keep up with Gilmore?
Yeah.
And he makes that putt. He's like, yeah.
Hastily.
Shooter.
Does the shooter
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
That's how I feel right yeah. now.
Like Scott White.
I got a little victory.
Scott White, instead of receiver, running back, like the guy who's picking 12th, Eric did, Scott White is picking 11th, and he went running back, receiver. So let's compare the two teams. Which team do you like better? Lynch, Bernard, Fitzgerald, Vincent Jackson? Or Dez, Green, Sankey, Joique Bell?
Eric's.
I'll say Scott's.
I think I like Scott's too.
It's because of Gio. He's got the best running back. The drop-off at wide receiver is huge, but the running backs that Eric took, Sankey and Joique, I felt like you could have done a little bit better of a job there.
Here's some team names for you to
ponder. Not with the guys available?
I don't know. Sankey, it feels like Vereen's a little safer at this point.
What?
Yeah.
99 Bortles of beer.
That's clever.
Agony and Zach Stacy. Like ecstasy.
Instead of ecstasy.
DeMarco the Beast. 666. I pity the fool. All right. Good job, Taylor. Way to bring it. So far in round four, we've got Joique Bell, Vincent Jackson, Michael Crabtree, Pierre Garçon, and Keenan Allen. I got to start queuing some guys up. So somebody talk.
Hi, Dave.
Why don't you talk about who you're queuing up?
Need a running back.
Wait a minute. You can't because Jamie picks in front of you. Jamie.
That's all right.
Hi, Jamie.
I'm not going to influence
Hi,
Jamie.
David.
Jamie, who do you have queued up as your three picks?
Over? Well, I'll tell you what. The next guy that was on my draft board would be Andre Johnson, but I'm not going to take Andre Johnson because I already have Arian Foster, and I'm not going to lock myself into the Texans. So I'm going to go off my draft board.
If they were a different team with a better offense, you wouldn't have a problem doing that, though,
oh,
right?
No, Jamie, don't do it.
If I was a better
team. CJ Spiller's off the board.
Take him, Jamie.
I don't know who I'm supposed to take.
It's the Andre? Only name in my queue.
Andre?
I'm not saying. I can't say.
No, don't take him. Take Andre.
No, Vereen is the guy that I'm probably going to take.
No, don't take him.
That's
he's
the guy in my queue.
My queue.
That's the
he's
guy
the
in my queue.
He's the last running back I want here. The next ones are Frank Gore, Ray Rice.
Okay, I'll take Andre Johnson then just to make
no,
it.
No, no, no. Take whoever
no, okay.
you want.
I'll take Andre Johnson.
You took jerk. Two Texans? he took Shane Vereen.
So now I have Breeze,
and
Peterson, and Jordy Nelson.
I'll tell you why. Because I think I can get, coming back to me, one of, well, there's somebody passing. If Andre comes back to me again, then it's a no-brainer. But Andre Johnson, Cordarrelle Patterson, Michael Floyd, or Roddy White. I think I can get one of those guys.
I have to take a wide receiver here because the running backs, I'm not going to the next tier. Crap. So would you go Andre Johnson or Cordarrelle Patterson? You got to go Andre, right?
You don't have to. He's the safe way to go. Tell me who your first three picks were.
Jordy Nelson, Drew Brees, and Adrian Peterson. No tight ends I want. No running backs I want.
The only thing I'll say is because you're picking in front
sucks.
Of Jamie, I think there's a shot. Who has a better shot of slipping?
I took
is
Andre.
Is it Andre or Cordarrelle?
I took Andre Johnson. I just think since I took Drew Brees, I feel like I can't go for the upside of Patterson. I feel like I got to.
Because you took Brees?
Because I'm weak now, like where I could have taken a wide receiver in round two.
Mm.
Or a running back. I feel like I need like a safe pick and not somebody with as much downside as Cordarrelle
you're
Patterson.
Talking to two guys in the room that have Andre ranked ahead of Patterson to begin with.
Okay.
It's probably the safer way to go. I think if you were a little more enthusiastic with your first three picks, then you could have gone with Cordarrelle.
So we are finishing up round four here of our standard scoring league. And so far, Joique Bell, Vincent Jackson,
plenty of receivers.
Michael Crabtree, Pierre Garçon, Keenan Allen, CJ Spiller, Reggie Bush, Shane Vereen. I mean, look, those were the three guys I wanted. Spiller, Vereen, and
what
Bush.
Happened to you happened to me around yeah. earlier.
Cordarrelle Patterson goes to Jeff Tobin right after I took Andre Johnson. I know Jamie's loving his team right now. Michael Floyd to Will Brinson. One more pick here to finish round four. So this is Peter. This is Jamal Charles, Aaron Rodgers, Rob Gronkowski. What would you do here if you started with those three?
I would probably go Roddy White and
one of the running backs.
Roddy White and Stephen Ridley.
Ridley wouldn't be my pick. It would probably be Ray Rice. And I might take, you know, I'm an Emmanuel Sanders guy. I might take him ahead of Roddy.
Got some good team names coming up here once Peter makes this pick to finish off round four. Roddy White. There you go. Ready? I ain't no hot Hasselbeck girl.
That's good.
Witten in the Stars. Don't go breaking Gerhardt.
Wow, Golden Tate.
Rudolph the Red Zone Reindeer.
Peter's a big fan of Notre Dame. Golden Tate, the top pick in round five.
I like it. But
yeah, but he only has one running back now, and he's not picking again for a while.
He's doing the run and shoot.
He has Jamal Charles, Aaron Rodgers, Rob Gronkowski, Golden Tate, and Roddy White. I don't know. The running backs here aren't that attractive as
that's,
Will Brinson takes
I think that's
Gore.
Part of the problem.
All right, I'm on deck.
What are you thinking?
And that's going to end up being part of my problem when I'm up in late round five.
Stephen Ridley, I'm thinking.
Don't do it.
Yeah, just to, well, you're not going to take. Would you take Ridley and Vereen?
Why not?
I also don't mind Vernon Davis here, but I won't do it. Quarterbacks, no, too early. Oh, I already took Breeze. Never mind. I'm not used to having
a
quarterback this
early.
Jamie and I both got quiet. We're like, why?
Wes Welker.
Really?
Wes Welker could still be so good.
Yeah, he's with the way that Emmanuel Sanders is not getting on the field right now and the fact that the Broncos are not going to be as successful throwing the ball, Welker's still going to be their third best guy.
Yeah, the question is, no, I think I got to go Ridley. All right, I took Andre Johnson and then Rashad Jennings goes.
That's the lack of running back quality.
Fourth pick of round five. Ridley or Welker? I'll go Ridley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who are you taking, Welker?
Yeah.
Yes. I would have taken Cruz if you took Welker.
You were taking Cruz?
Mm-hmm.
Zero catches this preseason?
Well, he is going to play behind Jernigan.
He is. Going to play next to Jernigan.
So you're saying that Victor's on pace for zero catches this year?
Dave, do you like...
Your projection is zero catches for zero yards.
I know you don't really like Ridley, but do you think fourth pick of the fifth round is okay?
I wouldn't take him there. But like you said, I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah. He just ran so well. He's just better than James White if he could just hang on to the ball.
If only he had James, three hands.
You know what James White feels like?
What?
Zach Sudfeld and Kimbrel Tompkins from a year ago.
Except I don't agree because James White was awesome in college and he was
awesome?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was a huge recruit. Yeah,
awesome.
He was.
I don't know if I can call him awesome.
He was really good in college. It's borderline awesome.
So I'm up in three picks, and the running backs that are left make me want to cry. I'm going to wait on running back until I'm up in round six.
What's your team looking like right now, Dave?
I've got two running backs and two wide receivers. I'm definitely going to wait on quarterback, too. That's just kind of where I am at this point. Vernon Davis is the best tight end left. I don't see myself taking him.
Would you take him in round six if he gets back to you?
Maybe. But I think I'm really pegging a running back to fall to me in round six. Sanders is probably going to be my pick.
How about Lamar Miller here? Trent Richardson, I know you don't like.
Well, I think Miller might be my guy in round six.
We've got, so far in round five, Golden Tate, Frank Gore, Rashad Jennings, Stephen Ridley. And let me just look at ADP for those guys.
Why don't you go and look?
Because
ADP
you can get them later. I don't know that you have to take them in round five. Those might be late round five, early round six. Ridley's back going 78th overall. His ADP is down 8 spots since he fumbled. So I
love it. Love it.
Yeah.
That's the world watching him fumble and thinking like me.
Yes.
The difference is that I was thinking this way before he fumbled.
Yes.
Golden Tate, Frank Gore, Rashad Jennings.
There goes Emmanuel Sanders.
Stephen Ridley, Wes Welker, Ray Rice, Victor Cruz, and Emmanuel Sanders.
Hold on. Is this a joke? Like, are you taking care of all the teams ahead of me?
Nope.
Either of you? No?
No. Why are people a little afraid of Welker? Injury concern?
I am.
I mean, you got the and the fact that they drafted a guy and they signed a guy. But I think you got to remember that they lost Derek Decker.
Yeah, I mean, Welker was so good when he played.
And Welker's been good in the preseason so far, too. Yeah. He was a yard away from a touchdown in the first preseason game. He was very involved in the second preseason game. He's locked into the slot role, especially if Sanders can't get on the field. A lot of people concerned about Sanders right now, and rightfully so.
DeSean Jackson goes after
Emmanuel
Sanders.
I feel like I have him ranked too high.
And Dave, you are on the clock. Dave, just go ahead and take Trent Richardson, and we can move on.
There's no chance. I would take Ben Tate before I take Trent Richardson, and I'm thinking about taking Ben Tate and still going running back with my next pick because I'm that guy that hoards all the running backs.
Would you take Tate?
The
and
best
West
receiver
here?
That I've got left is Torrey Smith. The best tight end is Vernon Davis. These guys just don't do it for me.
Tate and West, get those Browns because you know you can't get West in the next round.
I don't like the pick, but I took Ben Tate.
Are you going to take Terrence West in the next round?
I think it's even ahead of his ADP. No, not planning on it.
That means you're not getting him.
Okay.
Almost certainly.
Okay.
All right, so he's the 10th. Ben Tate's the 10th pick of round 5, 58th overall. His ADP is 64th, 63rd, so you're okay there. Matt Ryan, we haven't had a quarterback go in a while. Scott White takes the Falcon. He loves the Falcons. So Matt Ryan, and we have one more pick left in round 5, Eric Johnston. So far, Eric Johnston's team... two running backs and two wide receivers, but he went with the receivers first. And so he has Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Joique Bell, and Bishop Sankey.
He is the perfect guy to take Richardson here and probably Lamar Miller here.
Yeah, you want to now you got four running backs with your first six picks.
Yeah, because he doesn't need a receiver now. Now he's probably going to go, I'm going to guess, a quarterback or a tight end mixed in here because he's probably looking at Vernon Davis and seeing those 13 touchdowns from a year ago and saying, I can get that.
Yeah.
That's
well,
the only
let's
name
have
in my
it, Eric.
Queue now.
Make it happen.
Took Percy Harvin. Great pick.
Terrible pick.
Percy Harvin, so that gives him Dez, Demaryius. Did I say Dez and Julio before? Because he has Dez and Demaryius. I'm sorry. I might have even said Dez and AJ Green. Dez, Demaryius, Percy Harvin, Joique Bell, Bishop Sankey, and now the first pick of round 6. Who'd he take?
Chris Johnson.
Backup running back. Yeah, I think it's pretty realistic to start with 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott White, who had the 11th overall pick. He's got Matt Ryan, Marshawn Lynch, Gio Bernard, Larry Fitzgerald, Vincent Jackson, and...
he doesn't have a tight end?
53... No.
Mm,
only three
Vernon.
Tight ends have been taken so far.
Well, it's going to be four. Because if Vernon Davis makes it to me in round 6, I'm for whatever reason, I felt a little bad about it in round five, but I feel better now in round six. I don't like that I'd have two 49ers receivers on my team. But I see value there. I think there's potential for him to be a difference maker for him, for us, for fantasy owners. And I flat out like him better than everybody else that's there.
Well, Scott White is really making you wait here, buddy.
Torrey Smith. Lamar Miller was originally the direction I was going to go in.
It's interesting that Scott's taking a long time to pick.
Scott's very deliberate.
He took Edelman.
Julian Edelman.
All right. I don't think I'm settling for Vernon Davis in round six. I think that's pretty decent value. I kind of want to go into the corner and cry over my fantasy team right now.
Why? Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I've got Alfred Morris. I've got Ryan Matthews. And I've got Ben Tate. Some people out there are probably cringing hearing those names. And in a sense, I can't blame you when it comes to Matthews and Tate. And then at wide receiver, I've got Julio, I believe. So I'm happy with that. Crabtree is my number two. Very happy with that. And Vernon Davis is my tight end. I can't complain about that, being in round six.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad. What do you think? I'm headed to for a quarterback value pick later on. And I'll feel better about my picks in round seven and round eight.
Here's what's happening.
I tend to like the players
six.
Available there anyway.
Chris Johnson, Julian Edelman, Vernon Davis, Torrey Smith, Andrew Luck. Well, I certainly hope Trent Richardson and Lamar Miller are available when Jamie picks.
Yeah, I'm going to take one of them.
Yeah, and I'm going to take the other.
Oh, you hope both fall.
Gotcha. Yeah. And if not, I think I might go Macklin. So you're gonna go running back here?
Yeah, I mean, I hope Richardson falls here. I'm very happy to take him in the spot and gamble.
You still not concerned, huh?
No, I'm concerned. But again, the longer he falls, I was taking him around five. So now he's falling around six.
Yeah, that's true.
Why not?
Next pick, Mike Wallace.
You know, I'm used to seeing
Jamie here on deck.
I'm used to
seeing
Richardson.
Don't take Trent Richardson or Lamar Miller or Joe Polito. Do not do it. That way Jamie and I both can be happy. What were you saying?
You can't say that out loud. I'm used to seeing Trent Richardson go ahead of late round five.
So you're okay with middle round six?
I've seen you, Adam, take him in round four.
No, round four?
You did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Earlier.
And that helps push down the other running backs. That's part of the reason why I'm not happy with Ben Tate in round five.
See, this is the thing, is right now Joe is probably looking at it going, oh, my gosh, I have to take one of these guys, because think about how his draft started. He went Jimmy Graham round one, and then I believe he took
Antonio Brown
round two. No, he took Martin round two. Antonio Brown.
Oh my, here's Joe's team. Here's Joe's team. Joe has Zach Stacy, Reggie Bush, Calvin Johnson, Julius Thomas, and Ray Rice. So I don't think he's going to go.
Yeah, he should be in line for a receiver here.
He has one receiver.
Quarterback.
I like his team quite a bit. Jeez. Yeah, Calvin, Stacy, Julius Thomas, Reggie Bush, and Ray Rice.
The problem is the best receivers left for him are Macklin, Colston, Terrence Williams.
Who did he take?
Took Macklin.
Macklin?
So you guys are going to get
your wish.
What
do you think about that pick?
It's fine.
I don't love it, but yeah, it's, you know, understandable. Right.
Richardson to Jamie, Lamar
hey,
Miller to me.
Hey, mute your stuff, dude. I hear Gus over there.
What?
You mute your computer.
Oh, sorry.
DJ Milk.
Sorry.
DJ Milk.
All right, we got our guys. Three picks left in round six. Chris Johnson, Edelman, Vernon Davis, Torrey Smith, Andrew Luck, Mike Wallace, Jeremy Macklin, Trent Richardson, Lamar Miller. Why are you just kind of lukewarm on Macklin?
Well, I think the injury now is a big wet blanket on anything that he's capable of doing with a guy coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good spot for Macklin when you're talking about those other receivers. And I know you just ran off the list, Dave, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that I really would like. There's actually two guys I really would like, and I like them both better than Macklin. So we'll see.
Terrence Williams?
How it falls. Yeah, Williams and Kendall Wright. So I'd be very happy with those two guys, and I like them both better than Macklin significantly. Not my rankings, but just in my personal feeling.
Feelings.
Jeff Tobin on
nothing
the clock right now.
Personal feelings.
You guys want to reset your teams through six rounds? I've got Breeze, Peterson, Ridley, Nelson, Andre Johnson, Lamar Miller.
Oh, I thought my team was bad, but that's up there.
What? That's not fair. I have Breeze.
I like the way you just look at him. I have Breeze.
I do. Well, that's why I'm not loaded everywhere else. I have Drew freaking Breeze.
Okay, but
and Adrian Peterson and Jordy Nelson.
Let me see. All right, I didn't.
Jamie's got two Texans. I know
you've
that much.
No, I don't have two Texans.
I thought you did.
No,
oh, no, that's right. You took.
Yeah, Breeze, Peterson, Ridley, Nelson, Andre Johnson, and Lamar Miller at your flex. That's good. I like his team better than yours, Dave.
Okay.
Jamie doesn't have a quarterback yet.
I
right?
don't have a quarterback.
What yeah, but the rest.
What's
team?
Your team?
My team is Eddie Lacy, Arian Foster, Brandon Marshall, Wes Welker, Shane Vereen, and Trent Richardson.
So I think it's okay. I think we've all drafted better previously. I don't think any of us are killing the draft.
I agree.
Me especially, but
maybe Jamie if he gets the quarterback he wants. But you know, I have Breeze, just saying. So we're done with that round.
Two receivers go.
The last three picks after Lamar Miller were Terrence Williams, Kendall Wright, and then Pierre Thomas. And Pierre Thomas went to Peter Madden, who is now on the clock. So is that Peter's second running back?
Yes. Now third.
And now he took Terrence West. Well, that's an interesting way to start to construct your team. Aaron Rodgers, Pierre Thomas, Jamal Charles, Golden Tate, Roddy White, Rob Gronkowski, and Terrence West. The Gronk thing is big, obviously, a lot of upside there. Only four tight ends off the board through a little over seven rounds, a little over six rounds.
His team is a good example of what happens when you take a quarterback and a tight end with two of your first three picks.
Bernard Pierce is the next pick. And I'm on deck. I have no idea who I want. See, I like Colston here, but
75th overall or 76th when you're up?
Yeah.
It's all right.
But maybe I'll wait.
Well, he won't make it back to you.
No, I'm not going to get him.
Someone will snake him.
I've got three running backs, so
he is my highest ranked receiver left, though.
Fred Jackson, Andre Williams, maybe. That's interesting. MJD,
you know what?
If Steven
you need a
Jackson,
receiver,
D'Angelo.
You should probably go Colston. If you
I think
one.
So. I think between Colston and Andre Johnson, and I have Jordy Nelson, obviously.
Right. So between those two guys.
All right. Jeff Tobin took Andre Williams. I will take Marcus Colston, and I'll feel pretty good about it. Because you know why? Because I have Drew Brees. Just so everybody knows. All right, Jamie, what are you thinking now?
I was going to take whoever was left out of Colston or T.Y. Hilton, and I'm very happy to take T.Y. Hilton.
Are you now?
Yep.
Not a little too crowded for you there in
Not
Indianapolis?
Nope.
Who are some of your favorite players left on the board?
I got three quarterbacks in my queue, any one of which I'd be happy to
Nick
have
Foles.
In round seven. Kaepernick, Foles, Brady. But I'm greedy. I'm looking at round eight.
Well, you can definitely get one of them in round eight.
If all three are on the board when I'm up in round seven,
Kaepernick
then of
course. Just went.
Well, okay. Scott White picks behind you. He already has a quarterback. So if two of them are on the board, you'll be all
right. That's right. I didn't remember that. It's something I needed to do.
So Kaepernick's off the board. So that means no more quarterbacks. Better be picked before Dave. That's three picks from now.
Well, let's see. Who's picking in between now and then? We've got Chris, Larry, and Al. Chris has a quarterback. Al has a quarterback, and Larry does too.
Jamie,
so I think they're all going to slip. I think I'm going to get either Foles or Brady in round eight.
Then what are you doing in round seven?
The only non-quarterback in my queue right now is Fred Jackson. And after what I saw this weekend in Pittsburgh with the Bills and the Steelers, I'd be happy to have Fred Jackson.
Yeah. It's not a bad...
It's my highest-ranked running back left.
MJD.
It's not pretty, but it is what it is.
What do
is.
You think about MJD here? And then Jeremy Hill. Okay, those two guys, Hill and...
Larry is a Jeremy Hill supporter. Not that I don't think he dislikes.
Al might take Fred Jackson.
I don't think he dislikes Giovanni Bernard, but he sees a closer to probably a 70-30, 60-40 split.
Gotcha.
Which I don't think is crazy.
And what do you think about MJD there?
It is the group of running backs now that you're looking at, which is why I know like just for my team, I'm happy that I have four running backs already locked up.
And for Chris Towers, that was his third running back. He has Gerhardt, Spiller, and MJD. Why is he a little weak at running back? Because he has Peyton Manning and Jimmy Graham. That's an interesting team. Peyton Manning, Jimmy Graham, Gerhardt, Spiller, Victor Cruz, Mike Wallace, MJD.
I think, you know, with the whole quarterback tight end thing early, when you take those two guys, or like what Peter Madden did, when you have Jamal Charles on top of it.
Fred Jackson for Dave.
I got him. I thought Al was going to take him. He only had two running
backs. Oh, he took my guy.
He took Pitta from you, Jamie. But yeah. Round seven for Dennis Pitta, no one's going to fight you on that value.
Nope.
No, but what do you think about Chris's team, was it? The Manning-Graham team?
Look, difference makers, right?
I know, but I'm just saying, like we always say, don't do it, don't do it. So what do you think?
I just said, I think if there's an exception to that, it's if you get Jimmy Graham round one, Peyton Manning round two, that's hard to overlook.
You could do it in every draft, and you never do it.
I wouldn't do it, but I'm not faulting him for doing it. I think it's okay.
Okay.
It's not something. It's not a draft strategy that I would implore. But I can't argue with taking the number one tight end where he goes, which is where I would take him, And then if you want Peyton Manning in round two, why not?
Fred Jackson. Dennis Pitta went, then Dave took Fred Jackson, and then Steven Jackson went. And I knew Jamie was eye and Dennis Pitta in round eight.
I'm surprised you didn't take him in seven.
If Hilton and Colston both went, then I would have taken Pitta there.
Steven Jackson.
But I also know that I could probably get you took Vernon Davis ready?
Dave? Yeah.
Yeah, so I have the chance now to Ertz, Reed, or
right.
I'll put it in the order
it's
I like
the
him.
Plan, Reed, it's your plan C.
Witten, oh, Nick Foles goes.
Witten, Reed, Rudolph, Ertz. In that order, I would take the tight end.
Yeah, I'm thinking tight end here too, and I'll have to look at the three guys who pick after me and see if they have one. I know Peter does. So does Brinson or Tobin have one? That's the question, and that will obviously impact.
They can't.
No,
both.
They don't. But if there are enough where I don't think I have to take a tight end in this round. However, the running backs look pretty awful. So as we got now into round eight, as Nick Foles was the last pick of round one,
round seven.
Pick one of round eight was Devontae Freeman. So now we're starting to look at D'Angelo Williams, Danny Woodhead, Carlos Hyde, Kyrie Robinson. Are these guys, Kristen Michael, LeGarrette Blount, Sproles, are they worth taking in round eight?
Or some of them.
Yeah.
No, actually not that many of them.
As a Lamar Miller owner, should I have no Sean Marino here on my radar?
You should.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, the nice thing about where you pick is maybe he falls back to you in round nine. He's only got to survive six extra spots. I, on the other end, I know Scott White's up. Oh, he took Tony Romo. That's his second quarterback.
Why does he do that?
Yeah, why does he do that?
But I'm happy he did. Brady's all mine.
Scott, why do you draft two quarterbacks? Need to know for podcast.
I would have gone Romo if he had taken Brady. But I am very happy to take Tom Brady in round eight. And even though you may or may not think I loused up my first seven picks, you can't argue with Brady in round eight. That's the shining example of why you wait for a quarterback.
I've got my eyes on Brandon Cooks. Not necessarily not a big need for me, but I've got my eyes on him.
Well, at this point, there shouldn't be much need.
Correct, except tight end. So,
all right, so you
so
do not
far,
need a quarterback, correct?
I have Breeze.
That's right.
So
it's going to be interesting to see because Jeff eight. Tobin picks before me. We'll see if he takes RG3 or Cutler. And
he
then
picks after you in this round.
Will Brinson needs a quarterback. Jeff picks after me?
Well, in this round.
Oh, right. So Jeff and Will both pick after me.
Yeah. Devontae Freeman, Tony Romo, Tom Brady, Sammy Watkins over Brandon Cooks.
Fine.
Yeah. Over Reuben Randall.
Oh, I would take Cooks over Watkins.
Larry Harstein on the clock now.
It's a close call for me, but I'm still taking Watkins. Unless it comes out that this rib thing is real bad and not, you know, baby back.
Larry's got a good team.
What's Larry's team?
Larry's got Andrew Luck, Monte Ball, and Andre Ellington at running back.
It's nice.
A.J. Green and Keenan Allen at receiver.
Nice.
Emmanuel Sanders at his flex right now. And Jeremy Hill is his first running back off the bench. It's a very solid starting lineup.
It is. He's not going to have good running back depth, though. Most likely.
No, but he's pretty solid across the board. He just took Carlos Hyde, so now he's got two rookie running backs with a lot of upside.
I'm going to like his team a lot when it's over. I already like it now.
Yeah, Carlos Hyde, that's a nice pick there. We talked about that on the oh, by the way,
I don't think that's a little too early for Hyde?
Nope.
Well, in our draft, no.
You're
look
right.
Who's left? Dregs.
Dregs of the running back community. Well, that's part of the reason why I went with Ben Tate so early.
Are there 12 tight ends you could be happy with? So that
happy with?
Yeah.
No,
there's only 11 for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right. That's
why
it's I don't
really
want to be the
more
last
like 10
one draft
for me.
One. So what's the cutoff for you guys? Rudolph? A little lower?
Olsen
Rudolph?
For me.
Olsen, yeah. I think Olsen's lower than Rudolph for me now.
I don't want Olsen.
I'd be okay with Jordan Reed. He'd just have to come at a good value. I'm not reaching for Jordan Reed.
I like what you've been saying about Heath Miller, guys. Number four tight end fantasy
yeah,
2 years ago.
Very unsexy, but he should be prominently featured in the Steelers' offense.
I'm going to get Jason Witten in round eight.
That's also very good.
I guess
good.
I can remove him from the top of my queue then.
Yes.
I'm going to get Brandon Cooks in round eight, hopefully. Is Joe Polito's on the clock?
And Joe already has one tight end. Did Scott get back to you?
I'm not going to take Jason Witten here.
Oh, you see
the two
somebody
guys,
else?
No, the two guys after me have quarterback need.
Now,
so
see,
to make sure,
example.
To make sure I do not get stuck
yes.
with Cam Newton, I'm going to take RG3 here.
What about Cutler? All right. All right.
See, like now, three, one that's spot a good example of knowing what your opponents have and what their needs are and using it to your advantage.
So, but I'll miss out on Witten.
Oh, Joe Pulido took Brandon Cooks.
So now you could have Witten.
Yeah.
Do you need a tight end now?
Yeah, I do.
And do you have a quarterback?
I Breeze. Yeah, I'll take Witten here.
Nice. Good for you guys.
Very happy.
Does that make you regret Davis in round six?
No. Witten in round eight.
No, watching Zach Ertz fall in round nine when I would normally take him is going to make me regret taking Vernon in round six. But I compared Vernon with everybody else that was available, and it everybody else stunk.
Right.
And I don't think Vernon's going to stink. I don't think he's going to finish as the number two tight end, but I think I've got a starter every week.
Round eight so far is...
I bet he averages more than eight fantasy points a week, too.
Freeman, Romo, Brady, Watkins,
really?
Hyde.
Averages over the course of the season? He'll go over eight.
Vernon
eight?
Davis?
Yeah.
It's not much for us.
It's not much at all.
That's average, right? That's a little above average?
A little bit above average.
All right, sorry. Round eight is Freeman, Romo, Brady, Watkins, Hyde, Decker, Cooks, RG3, Witton. When are you going to take a backup quarterback?
Well, I'm going to go tight end next.
Okay. Yeah.
If we're going 15 rounds, I might not take a backup quarterback.
The run on tight ends has started, three in a row.
Witten, Rudolph, Cameron. Ertz is coming up.
Now, barring, and this is a situation where I would take Ertz over Reed because I just took RG3. So there are certain teams where I don't want to take two of the same guys, two guys from the same team.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them.
What about?
Jamie, you should be in line to get Ertz.
Well, the way it's set up right now, yes, unless somebody takes two.
Unless someone takes two.
Right. And then in which case, I will take Reed.
Right.
Now, if I did not take RG3, I would have taken Reed because I like Reed better than Ertz.
That's crazy talk.
What about Ronnie Hillman in round nine, guys? Is that we're done with round eight, by the way.
I think it's too soon for Hillman.
And Peter does a smart thing given his running back situation. Peter Madden takes Nile Davis a little early.
Yeah, is that the smart thing? Was anybody going to take him in the next 24 picks?
You don't know.
Late round 10, someone could have sniped him right before he gets back.
With the foot problem that's on the table right now, you never know.
For Charles, yeah.
Jordan Cameron was the second to last pick of round 8.
What do you think about this pick? 98th overall.
Followed by Kelvin Benjamin, then Nile Davis and Mark Ingram off the board.
And Mark Ingram, a top 100 pick.
Very sneaky guy, the way that he's played right now in the preseason. Because they're talking about him now working on passing situations, which is great. If that
Which
happens.
Is surprising.
I think Kyrie Robinson, that's one move I'm going to definitely make probably by the end of the day, is drop Kyrie Robinson behind Mark Ingram.
All right. So I'm on the clock, and here's what I'm thinking. I've got Breeze, Peterson, Ridley, Jordy Nelson, Andre Johnson, Jason Witten, Lamar Miller, and Marcus Colston on my bench. Colston's my only bench player. I want to take James White. I just think this is a little early, 100th overall.
I agree.
But I don't think I can get him in the next round. And Ridley's my number two running back. There's a lot at stake there.
What do you need?
Depth.
In any spot?
Yeah.
Why don't you take a home run swing with Justin Hunter?
Because I feel like I can take a home run swing at wide receiver later, whereas you know.
Then don't do it.
Yeah. You think White makes it back to me?
I think
there's a chance. I'll see, D'Angelo Williams is still on the board.
Or take Noshon to lock up the Dolphins back.
Yeah, but I'd rather lock up the Patriots.
I think you should lock up the Dolphins first.
I'm not locking up my flex. Lamar Miller's my flex.
You might need him to be more than a flex, whoever that Dolphins running back is.
I took James White, but I'd rather lock up the Patriots than the Dolphins running backs. One's going to be a much better rushing offense. And I'm going to have to take a Peterson handcuff at some point, too. Which is who, by the way? McKinnon? Asiata?
If you wanted to, it would probably. I would go with McKinnon.
I would pass.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to take both.
And Jamie gets Ertz in round 9, pick 6, 101 overall.
Now, again, I'll say this. If I did not have RG3, I would have taken Reed. I think both are very good. They're back-to-back in my rankings. I like them both.
Ertz and Reed?
Mm-hmm.
But you have Reed one spot ahead?
I think Reed's got a higher ceiling.
Okay. All right, so here's round 9, 5 picks in. And it is Nile Davis, Mark Ingram, Jay Cutler, James White, and Zach Ertz. So that means... He went ahead of Kyrie Robinson.
Yep, and I think that's a smart move.
Yeah.
Based on what I've seen.
Remember, this is standard scoring, although Pierre Thomas is off the board. But
look, there's three guys back there, right?
Yep.
They're going to use all three.
Yep.
One's a starter, which is Ingram. One plays on passing downs, which is Pierre Thomas. Why take the guy that's the backup to both?
Which is who? Kyrie Robinson.
Yeah. Unless you're going with the idea, which I'm okay with it, that Ingram's going to get hurt. But for now, he looks pretty good. He's in contract year.
After Zach Ertz, it's Mike Evans. People are starting to take a while to make their picks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do 10 rounds here on the podcast, and hopefully this will help people. We are in round 9. Reuben Randle off the board.
He was one of the top names in my queue.
You are up in what, 2 picks?
Three picks.
Right. You're in the hole. Larry Hartstein, Jamie's favorite team, is Andrew Luck, Andre Ellington, Monte Ball, Jeremy Hill and Carlos Hyde is bench depth, A.J. Green and Keenan Allen, Jordan Reed at tight end, Emmanuel Sanders at flex. That is a nice-looking
yep.
team.
Mm-hmm.
And he took Jordan Reed. Oh, that was his pick. Okay, Jordan Reed. And then Kyrie Robinson goes to Al. And Dave, you're on the clock. And what are you thinking, buddy?
Why are you talking to me like I'm 5?
What are you thinking there, sport? Tom Brady, Alf and Ryan Matthews, Crabtree and Julio Jones, Vernon Davis with Ben Tate and Fred Jackson, possibilities of flex.
I've had a frustrating draft. My highest-ranked player on the board is D'Angelo Williams. I don't think I can bring myself to draft D'Angelo Williams. I only have 2 wide receivers on my team right now. Reggie Wayne is my highest-ranked wide receiver.
Having a good camp.
Not
a good preseason performances. But
no. Camp. I'll take Reggie Wayne to be my backup wideout.
As your third guy?
He's my third wide receiver.
And Justin Hunter goes after Reggie Wayne.
Oh,
so
Scotty Blanco.
See
good
some
pick.
Good, maybe some good wide receiver value here.
Yeah, I like Hunter better than Wayne.
Well, how about that?
I don't see it that way.
I'm just going to take.
I think Wayne's safer.
I'm going to take Marquise Lee in like 3 rounds and just steal the draft, I think.
Nice play. Yeah.
That's how you feel?
Sort of how I feel. We're almost done with round 9. Final pick of round 9 after Reggie Wayne, it was Justin Hunter, and now it is Eric on the clock.
Why did he waste a pick on Tony Romo?
Yeah, he never responded. Scott White, still waiting for your response. 2 quarterback. Oh, it's not going through. I'll IM him. Can you guys talk about something fantasy related?
Sure.
What do you like?
Can we look at Scott's team and see what it looks like with 2 quarterbacks?
Yeah, he's got Matt Ryan as his quarterback. Marshawn Lynch is 1 running back. Giovanni Bernard's the other one, so I like that so far. Larry Fitzgerald and Vincent Jackson, given the way that he drafted with the 2 running backs early, that's what you expect with those 2 receivers.
Right.
No tight end, so he's going to miss out on one of the top tight ends where he could have taken a tight end instead of Tony Romo. And then he's got Julian Edelman as his flex, Steven Jackson on the bench, and Justin Hunter on the bench. So if you would have given him, let's just see in that spot where he took Romo, the tight ends available were all those 4, including Jason Witten. Give him Jason Witten on his roster.
It's a good team.
That's a great team.
And then he could come back with a quarterback now if he wanted to.
And then he could have come back with a quarterback now if he wanted to. Yes.
Eric Johnston took Heath Miller to end round 9.
That's his first tight end or second? His first. So he was the last one to take tight end.
Yeah, 12th tight end off the board.
Right. And I believe the one thing I do know about Eric is he's a Pittsburgh fan.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe he was targeted.
Well, I don't know, because Greg Olsen's still on the board. I don't think Scott doesn't have a tight end, I thought you just said.
Oh, there you go.
So Scott's going to get Greg Olsen potentially here.
So this works out in Scott's favor to get Olsen.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it was? When I opened up the roster grid, it didn't go all the way down to the last team, which
yeah.
would be White.
Which would be it's alphabetical by last name.
Yes.
I never have that problem. Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Yo, double A.
Round 9, just to recap. Nile Davis, Mark Ingram, Jay Cutler, James White, Zach Ertz, Mike Evans, Reuben Randle, Jordan Reed, Kyrie Robinson, Reggie Wayne, Justin Hunter, Heath Miller. And now Eric takes Dwayne Bowe, the reading Dwayne Bowe, to start round 10. Dave, you're on deck. You're on deck.
I'm on deck. I've got 3 running backs in my queue. I'm going to use 1 word to describe each of them. First one is Christian Michael. Upside, potential. That's 2
That's
words.
It. Stop.
Danny Woodhead, fun. No Sean Moreno, painful.
Well, that sounds like the last one you should draft then.
No, I wonder why you out of this pick right
yeah.
now. Let me use my
I'm going to go ahead and take Noshon out of my queue because there's only two picks left. And it's round 10.
Oh.
Noshon just went.
There's Noshon like Noshon.
So now you have to choose between Fun and Upside. Woodhead Fun, Michael Upside.
I'm gonna draft both.
But good luck with that. But what about Robert Durbin here?
I went in a completely opposite direction at the last minute.
Oh, you had Josh Gordon with the 10th pick.
It's I would have thought you would have taken before. Gordon over Wayne. I didn't say anything because I was going
to
see.
I needed a receiver that I had to have first. And someone who's going to play more than. You're talking about Reggie Wayne like he's James Jones.
Old and coming off of a torn ACL.
Yeah, but the fact that every indication is that he's close to normal makes me feel a lot better about taking him. Still going to be the guy that Andrew Luck leans on. He's not going to be the deep ball guy. He's going to be the possession guy.
How about the pick after Josh Gordon, the Seahawks in round 10? That would make Michael Hurkum blush. Now Jarrett Boykin after Seahawks and D'Angelo. Oh, what do you think about Boykin? What do you think about Seahawks there?
If you love your team and it's round 10 and you want to take them, go ahead.
Okay, well said.
Thank you.
Jamie,
that's
you're on
the rule
deck.
I follow.
Jamie's team is as follows. RG3, Eddie Lacy, Arian Foster, Brandon Marshall, Wes Welker, Zach Ertz, and then Shane Vereen at flex with Trent Richardson and T.Y. Hilton on the bench.
Yeah. Oh, Larry, you killed me with Boykin. I didn't realize he took him.
And that's the first time in recorded history that someone's been mad about Jared Boykin being taken in front of them.
I was hoping to take Jared Boykin in the swing coming back.
Joe Polito takes Darren Sproles.
All right, so now I'm going to start to do some handcuffing.
See, I go back and forth between whether or not it's smart to handcuff or take lottery tickets.
Yeah, I have one.
And that's what Gordon was for me, is the ultimate lottery
queued
ticket.
Up, which I think I'll probably do that first. And I'm going to take...
James Starks?
Nope. Ronnie Hillman.
Jonathan Grimes.
Oh! Ronnie Hillman, first in my queue. No longer. All right, fine. I'll take Kenny Stills. I'm sort of handcuffing Marcus Colston.
That sounds like a terrible backup plan to Ronnie.
Why? Hillman. Look at the best receivers on the board. They're Cooper and Stills. I like Kenny Stills.
I'm okay with Kenny Stills. I don't love him, but at this spot, he's okay.
I guess I could take Danny Woodhead, but whatever. It's standard scoring. Kenny Stills, you are my man. Oh, now I have Breeze, Colston, and Stills. We need a big year from the Saints, guys. Big year from the Saints.
Those 9 games indoors, you're going to be really happy.
Yeah, start them all. I think somebody emailed us and said they have 11 games indoors.
Then that's great.
Let's look that up right now.
I got it. I have it on my spreadsheet.
Okay. Then while you do that, I'll read what Scott White said. Why did you take
Say it like Scott White, since he imitates you on the baseball show.
Why did you take two quarterbacks? He took Ryan and Romo?
He took Ryan and Romo.
I'm usually the first to take a backup. I learned the hard way what happens if you get screwed at quarterback the year Brady went down. It's a deep position, but you don't want to be the one without one. Response?
Good for him. Now, New
Orleans.
I don't
think it's... Yeah, but see, here's the problem, though. Why take it so soon?
Yeah, Roethlisberger five rounds later.
Or Russell Wilson, or Carson Palmer, or Phillip Rivers, or Andy Dalton, or Bradford.
Right.
Or Tannehill.
Right.
Because he wants to have another guy ready to go. Now, here's a problem that I bet Scott's not even thinking about. What if Matt Ryan and Tony Romo both get off to a hot start, and now he's got to pick each week between the two of them? And what if he second-guesses himself, and he picks the wrong guy, and it costs him a win in fantasy football? Then he's going to wish he didn't do it.
Yeah, but you can make the same argument, though, when you take running backs back-to-back that are good.
And then they turn out
Except
to be good.
Except one of them you do it for the sole purpose of having options.
Right, exactly.
The other
maybe even find a way to get those star running backs in your roster.
I think if you're loaded at one particular position, you're going to have that problem no matter what.
We're done with round 10.
I'd rather have that problem than burning a roster spot. Because he's never going to cut Tony Romo because that's going to be the first guy added.
Right.
He's got to hope to trade Tony Romo.
Good luck getting something good for him.
Right. Like, I go back to the tight ends. He could have had Jason Witten.
Oh, yeah. Dude, no one's arguing.
Round 10.
It's all based on his personal experience of getting screwed one time.
Dwayne Bowe, Noshon Marino, Josh Gordon, Seahawks, Boykin, D'Angelo, Sproles, Hillman, Kenny Stills, Kristen Michael, Cam Newton, Danny Amendola. And that's round 10 for you. Who are some guys you're targeting now, late, to fill out your rosters?
If I tell you, you're going to take him?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to tell you who's in my queue.
Come on, I'm not going to.
I pick way
it's
later
not my
than
first
both of
rodeo,
them.
And I have Drew Brees.
I'm going to go Grimes here.
Oh, I swear to you, I.
That's
look at my computer.
You heard me say it before, too.
All right, fine.
You can take him if you want. I'm not going to fight it.
It's Jonathan Grimes. I don't think it's going to make or break his team.
Maybe LeGarrette Blount's not bad here.
That's a good pick, too.
By the way, the Saints.
Who would you rather have, Jamie?
If I did not have Foster, I'd rather have.
Oh, you have Foster?
Blount. Yeah.
All right, you can have. All right, go ahead.
With road games against Atlanta, Dallas, and Detroit.
Ooh, I like it.
It is 11 indoor games for the Nolens Saints.
I like it.
And I believe that is tied for the most indoor games that a team can have this year. The other team with 11 domers, the Arizona Cardinals.
Danny Woodhead, LeGarrette Blount, Stephon Taylor, Chris Ivory, Darren McFadden. What about Darren McFadden?
Pick either. There's actually not bad running back depth here.
I'm going to go.
Given the spot on the draft we are.
I'm going to go Blount. And now you can take Grimes. All right. I promise you would be done after 10. We have to go. So we'll finish up with the kickers and the defenses and all that. And you can get the recap tomorrow, or today, rather, because since this is airing on Wednesday.
Yes, we will have had a lovely video show you can watch on demand if you want to see us.
TJ in New Jersey has four Jets-themed team names. Copel's Therapy, Curly Fries, No Prior Restraint, and Finding Gino. I think it's good. Good job, TJ.
Nice job.
Saturday, the 23rd, we are going to be in Foxborough, Massachusetts at the CBS scene for our draft event, our fantasy party. CBSSports.com/fantasy party. Check it out. We'll see you then, and we'll talk to you Thursday on the podcast, Wednesday on the video show.
Later.